This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
William Marston was a psychologist who interviewed 4,000 people. And he said, he asked 4,000 people the same question: what do you have to look forward to? Wanted to know what 4,000 random individuals had to look forward to. 92%, roughly 3,700 of them said, we're waiting for somebody to die. We're waiting for a divorce to go through. We're waiting for a new house. We're waiting for a promotion. We're waiting for a move. We're waiting for this or that. 3,700 people out of 4,000 were waiting for something to happen in order, that's when life will begin. I just want to share with you, you don't wait as a Christian for something to happen. It already has. It's happened in what Jesus Christ accomplished in his death, burial, and resurrection. Let's bring up verse 40. This is a powerful verse. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? We don't use those expressions, perhaps, about seeing the glory of God, but I tell you what I do understand. Change the word glory to the word hand. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the hand of God? What does that mean? When you believe in Jesus Christ, you see the hand of God in your marriage. When you believe in God, you see the hand of God in the lives of your family members. When you believe in the Lord, you see the hand of God at work. You see the hand of God in this church. You see the hand of God at work in everything. Why? You see the glory. You see the hand of God at work because you believe in Him. And conversely, people who don't believe in the Lord don't see the Lord in anything. It's all fatalistic. Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow we die. Really, that's the alternative. You either see the hand of God or you see despair. You either see the hand of God or you see nothingness. You either see the hand of God or you see hopelessness. And we see, as the believers in Jesus Christ, the hand of God. Robert McAfee Brown was a professor, was considered a liberal professor, I think, at Union Theological Seminary. And he died on September 4th, 2001, a week before September 11th. So he didn't get to experience September 11th, 9/11. But Robert McAfee Brown was a chaplain, a Navy chaplain during World War II. He was on a troop ship coming back from Japan with 1,500 Marines. The event that impacted his life the most, he said, was stopping at Nagasaki, Japan, after the war, and seeing the destruction of Nagasaki. He said it had a profound impact on the rest of his life, seeing a city that was laid to waste by one bomb. It was just incredible, he said, to see that. But on the way back across the Pacific Ocean, the Marines had a daily Bible study from the Gospel of John on the troop ship, and Robert McAfee Brown, as the Navy chaplain, led it. They were going through this very passage of Scripture in John 11, when one of the Marines came up to Robert McAfee Brown after the lesson that day, after they'd talked about the same things I'm talking about. And Robert McAfee Brown said this Marine told him that his life was dead. He said, I killed myself morally. I've never heard anybody use that expression, but it's a good phrase. A lot of people feel they've killed themselves morally. What did he mean by that? There was so much garbage in his life and his past, he felt dead morally and spiritually. He said, but after I studied John 11 today, I feel like the Lord who raised Lazarus from the dead can raise me from the dead. And Robert McAfee Brown said, you're absolutely right. He can't. The same power that raised Lazarus from the dead is available to raise you and me from the dead.
And now then, tomorrow we'll conclude this message with a strong story, a powerful story I want you to hear on the paradox of belief on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.